Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Here we are. It is Wednesday. We've got AgriTalk. Oh, gosh. Hang on. Ag Day coming up here. See, I've always got this short in the microphone, too, Bill, as we... Gosh, man. This
Look
place
out.
Is falling apart.
Look out.
I talked to the engineer. I said, fix the dang thing last time. And he said, well, I've got this, I got that, and Gilman needs this part. And I said, I don't care if Gilman's got... Put duct tape on it. I don't care.
He's too busy eating all the food out of the fridge. He's got to eat.
I know. He's got incredible metabolism,
he
this
does.
Guy.
He does. Weighs like 12 pounds, yeah. But he can eat like a horse, man.
Yes. And he does need to eat to keep his strength up to fix things around Casper Media.
Yes, he does.
And we do like our engineer, unlike some radio stations I've worked at.
Sure.
We've got the always button heads, man. You get some engineers with real egos sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be right back. I've got some breaking news coming up here in just 1 second.
Sure, no problem. Hang on, Kevin's breaking around the way there.
No, hold it down. I'm trying to do a radio show in here. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Just kidding.
The party that is Ag Day being set up next door, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's a party, all right.
And here we go.
Thank you.
Yep.
Nice job.
Oh, thank you. Peter.
Okay, so we do have Ag Day coming up here shortly. And again, we want to thank our sponsors who make it possible. That's Wampler Services, Brock Grain Systems, Ivy Tech Community College, TTG Equipment, and the Farmers Bank, and WILO, and Adam Shanks. And Melissa Miller, going to bring it all to you. We're going to start here in just about 25 minutes.
Bill. Won't be long now.
So last week we had Jason Forsyth on with the Frankfort Street Department. He's the superintendent there.
Yes.
And he was talking about, I think he had found out that day or just the night before that everything was approved in the Community Crossings grant, which when I say Community Crossings, people's ears perk up because that means roads are getting paved.
All right.
And he met with Reith Riley on Monday to come up with a list of streets and stuff.
Okay.
So I've got the list, thanks to Kimberly Black, who sent that to Ken and I a few minutes ago.
Yes.
So I we'll post this. We'll get this up at ClaytonCountyDailyNews.com later. But I wanted to go over a few of them and just, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead and put it out there so people can go ahead and get mad. That theirs isn't getting
paid. You are
not
on the list.
We're going to have another round from the way I understand.
Yeah.
So there will be some more, too. If you remember, the Board of Public Works members and Street Superintendent Jason Forsyth approved a total of $912,000 in December of last year for projects. Jason said if the weather holds, we should have it all completed in 7 to 10 days.
That's
now,
quick.
This is talking about milling, then they pave.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy that, because every time we talk to a city official or anyone, there's always this supply chain issue or the price of things
sure.
are really expensive or a trucker, someone's mad at a trucker or something, you know.
Yeah.
And it just seems like things get pushed back. But this is going to get started real soon. I guess Reith Riley had some things in reserve.
Okay.
So they've got 23 projects slated this time around. Jason goes on to say he urges the community to be mindful and patient of the construction zones and to please drive slow. If you have on-street parking, be aware of that. They will be putting up some signs.
Mm-hmm,
and cars will be towed if they aren't moved when milling and paving work is done.
So. Yes.
Want to say that real nice, but there's no
That's
other way we can say
true.
It.
True. Yep. Heads up.
So, some street projects in no particular order. And want to say also this list does not reflect the order, as I said, in
oh,
which
gotcha.
It will be worked and done. So, they also encourage you to watch ClaytonCountyDailyNews.com and the Frankfort Street Department Facebook pages. So, Monon Street from Washington to Clinton Street. I'm trying to picture these as we go through. Okay, I know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
Williams Road from Wabash Street to Forest Drive. Know where that is.
Okay.
Seems like we always go to Williams Road every other week or so.
Yeah.
Or every other year. Freeman Street from Jackson Street to 5th Street.
Okay.
4th Street from Freeman to Short 4th. 4th Street from Walnut to Armstrong. That whole area needs a little attention. That's nice, yeah. The outer drive from Crescent to Clinton Street. that'll be nice, too, because there's a big old pothole over there. And okay, you know, it gets to the point where you could fill a pothole or two, but if the whole road has potholes, it's kind of like, just do it. We've got Hawthorne Avenue from Barnard to Kiger. Ooh, they're getting closer to us.
That's right.
Rose Street from Rossville Avenue to Paris Street. Morrison Street from Pratt to Myrtle. Sims Street from Washington to East McClurg. East McClurg Street from Sims to Clay Court. East Paris Street from Jackson Street to Clay Street. Vermont Street. Is there a Vermont Street in town? I don't think I knew that.
There is. Indiana Street, Vermont Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Off Williams Street, it said.
Okay.
That's all there. That runs in front of Indiana Packers. Oh, yeah, I do know where that is. Harrison Street from Walnut to South Street. Jefferson Street to Main to the railroad. Harrison Street from Kiger to Green Street. McKinley Avenue from Walnut to Frankfort Truck and Car. Short Myrtle from McKinley to Walnut. Boomer Street from McKinley to Walnut. Callaway Avenue from McKinley to Walnut. Eastwood Drive from Harvard to the dead end south of Harvard there. Indiana Street from 3rd Street to 2nd Street. And how do you pronounce A-U-G-H-E? What did we decide?
It's Oy. Oy,
yeah,
Augie.
You're right. Oy.
That's the street that Grandpa Walton was born on.
What was his name? Yeah, Grandpa Walton.
Will Gear was born there, yes.
Oy Street. Is A-U-G-H-E, from Washington to Clinton. So there you go. It's going to be hot and heavy real soon.
I don't think it was on the list, but I'm not. The road that goes behind Priority Recycling used to be Winsky's.
Oh, yeah.
That everybody kind of uses to then get over the train tracks.
Yes,
And because of that heavy volume through there.
Yes.
Let me tell you, I had no idea that it makes you think that maybe Putin declared war on Frankfurt because that road is real bad. I mean, it's all over. I mean, people are driving on the road. It's trashed. But the hint is one road over, if you can do it, is the one that's on the other side of Gilman's.
Mm-hmm.
Or it runs on. It's just on the other side, and no one takes that one. That one's real smooth.
I
know they're doing the best they can.
Which is Washington Avenue there,
and they'll do a great job because like they did on Washington Avenue. That's fantastic.
You called it Priority Recycling.
Oh, I thought that's what that was.
It's my client.
Oh,
and
I thought it?
Jim Byers, who owns it, he told me he wasn't going to change the name.
Oh,
but. Where did you hear Priority Recycling?
I thought there was a sign out front. Maybe I'm insane.
There might be. He had bought some airtime with us a couple months ago as being a new owner.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's so excited about recyclables and garbage and stuff.
Well, that's good.
Absolutely. He takes it seriously. What you think is garbage, he can make some money on, and he'll pay you fair, too. But he said he didn't want to change the Winsky name because it's been there for 85 years.
Okay, yeah.
So maybe Priority Recycling is someone they work with, or that could be the name of his Lafayette company.
Or maybe
because he's got one in Lafayette, too.
Maybe just this under new management, and I'm just filling it in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it may be. I don't know. I just didn't know.
Yes.
So, yeah. But everyone knows where Winsky's is. Here's the thing, man. They paid that. Or like filled in the potholes
a
couple
time.
Weeks ago.
No, of course.
And it's done again already.
Yeah. I get it.
So it literally is a Band-Aid.
Yeah. It's the best you can do.
That sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. Yeah.
But they'll
We've
be fine.
We've got a great crew, that's for sure, out there working. And I know Jason was real proud of his team. He said he's got a really good team right now.
When rain slowed others down, it didn't slow Jason and
his
crew down.
Man.
So there you go.
It's only appropriate that rain stops a government entity. And here we have a little municipality of Frankfort, and they're
getting her done,
kicking
friends.
Butt and taking names. Speaking of that, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. We're just about 14 minutes away.
Oh, my.
From Ag Day 2022 on WILO.
Does your New Year's resolution include saving money? When's the last time you had an insurance review? Do you have enough coverage? Have your rates gone up? Now is the time to check your insurance. And why not go with a name you've come to know and trust? Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency. Insurance isn't always top of mind, but you hope it's the right coverage when you need it. So ask yourself this question and answer honestly. When's the last time you had an insurance review? Call now to schedule your free personalized review at 765-654-0287. For Michelle Boyd at Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Adults devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Now, there are children that are 58 years old, and there are grown-ups that are 25 years old. Adults devise a plan and follow it. They live with a sense of intentionality. They do things on purpose instead of by impulse, and that's called being a grown-up.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
You wake up in the morning after sleeping under an advertised blanket, on an advertised mattress, in a home that was once advertised by a realtor. You check social media on your advertised phone. You get dressed in your advertised clothes, slip on your advertised shoes, and grab your advertised phone again. Then you grab that advertised coat, get into your advertised car, drive to work while seeing and listening to advertising, only to arrive and sit at an advertised desk. Then you refuse to advertise, saying, "Advertising doesn't work." Then when your business fails, you call up various advertising companies to advertise the business or building for sale. Sounds crazy, right? Happens every day in small businesses everywhere. If you believe in your business, your advertising should be a top priority. People go where they are invited to. Stay top of mind with your customers when they need you most. Call Casper Media today at 765-659-3338 to find out how you can increase revenue for 2022. Join WILO for Inside the Huddle every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Don Stock and Jamie Blacker have the latest in high school sports all throughout the region. Each week, the guys talk with local coaches and players covering all sports throughout the area. Plus, we have the last five programs on demand at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and the replay every Sunday night at 8. It's Inside the Huddle, live every Saturday morning, 9 o'clock on WILO.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7-day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hiddle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probi Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. We are minutes away from Ag Day 2022.
Encompass Credit Union, one of our fine sponsors, along with Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, Simple Time Antiques, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Vierks Fine Jewelry. I'm Kevin with Bill Gann over there.
Hello.
Morning.
Hi there.
So I heard you mention you're going to be over at our sister station, Shine 99, down the hall next week?
Yeah. Okay. This Friday, and then all next week, Cindy's on vacation, so I'm stepping in for her. And
Wait, Cindy's on vacation? No, just kidding.
Next week, yes.
Okay,
yes. Yeah, we're safe.
So it'll be basically, what, the Scott Allen and Bill Gant show there for a few hours?
Mostly probably the Scott Allen show. I'm just a new guy, so I'm just there kind of pushing the buttons.
Well, knowing Scott and knowing you, I have to be honest with you. As director of operations, I'm a little concerned.
Sure. The FCC should be pre-warned. Yeah, because we're both the same kind of like, the same job, like telling jokes.
So I'll have to be easygoing. And,
I'm going to have to be the straight person. And there, I can do that.
Yeah,
you know, I can ham it up and just hit him off the backboard. And he can dunk him in. Sure, no problem.
Well, the good thing about Scott, besides loving to hear himself talk, is you can give him just a sentence from a news story.
Yes,
and he can usually come up with something pretty funny and clever.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think that's what he does.
I think we're both of that ilk. So same kind of magician.
Well, IU is now in the field of 64, Bill.
Oh, yep. I did a joke on this earlier. Go ahead.
Oh,
keep
really?
Going.
Okay.
I'll give you my shine joke.
Okay. Indiana's now in the field of 64. They beat Wyoming last night, 66-58, to advance into the NCAA tournament. Of course, for those of you who don't know, they changed it a couple of years ago where there's a few games that they have to give everyone a fair shot. It starts with a field of 68.
Has nothing to do with revenue. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah, right. hang on. Rodney Mounts needs in here. Code to the back door. I need to get him in. He could have came around the front, but let me punch in these numbers.
Got to go around the back because he's loading in all the delicious food.
I know. C&R Catering, that is. Thank you, Rodney Mounts. Trace Jackson Davis led the Hoosiers 29 points and 9 boards. IU doesn't get much rest, though. The team now flies to Portland, Oregon for a game against 5th-seeded St. Mary's tomorrow.
Yeah, game ought to be a riot. That's not the joke, but I was just going to see, Indiana University, of course, Indiana of a basketball state.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana University, esteemed tradition of basketball pedigree, right?
Absolutely.
So I was just glad that last night that they could take on and defeat the basketball powerhouse that is the Wyoming Cowboys from the Mountain West Conference.
Right. That's right. I know.
Yeah.
Okay. I know.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Go ahead.
I think there should be like in football and maybe even basketball, you should start doing separate classes. Kind of like soccer in England, how there's different leagues.
Yeah.
Because then, see, like, you would have people more. This is, I used to be playing, like, Wyoming and, like, just. But then after a while, if you win and do well, you could cruise up and be in the top level and play Duke and North Carolina.
Right.
But, this is probably. I don't think they're going to do well against St. Mary's.
A little wonky.
Yeah.
St. Mary's is.
I think they're like fifth seed or something.
Yeah.
So,
and with IU getting into it now, it's like any other year. IU had a really good start to the year. I like their coach and everything, but it's kind of like you're really good until you get to the Big Ten.
Yeah,
and the Big Ten is very competitive this year. So we'll see how they do. They play St. Mary's tomorrow. You want to talk, Melissa?
So since you so rudely shut the door on us, and yelled at us for talking. I didn't know if you had discussed this or not, but did you see where in the state of Indiana they have, or in the, no, not in the state of Indiana, in Washington, D.C., the Senate has passed to keep daylight savings time.
Yes.
And not change it.
Right. But it's not the way Bill likes.
It's not.
The Congress has got it set to where it currently is now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel that the fall time is like, that feels correct. So like when it's 5 o'clock and the sun is out, in the fall it feels like it's 5 o'clock. I feel like the hour is, it feels like not the right time. But I will say this, I just heard about that. It's a half win because then at least we're just stopping.
Yes,
like then that forever.
Was,
this
that was his big pet peeve. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Exactly. So that's okay. So overall, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, they passed it yesterday, I guess.
Good. Yes.
So hopefully it goes to the House of Representatives, and hopefully they don't screw it up.
Okay. Yeah, no, exactly. Oh, they'll screw it up. They'll screw it up.
Yeah.
And Bill and I briefly mentioned at the top of Party Line, and like Bill said, don't we have other things to focus on as Americans right now?
Yeah, but if we're looking for a win, let's take it.
Good point.
One place to start. You're correct.
Thank you. Good point, Melissa. Thank you. That's.
I still think it's going to be Gonzaga all the way.
Uh-oh, she's a Gonzaga person.
She had to get that in, didn't she? I like the Zags.
Well, they
you know, they the last several years, they just each year they got a little better, and now they're a powerhouse, man.
Same with St. Mary's, actually, too. That's become quite a team.
You're right. You're right. It's absolutely. Just,
you don't see it much here because if you're back when I watched a little more college basketball, you know, those Tuesday night and Thursday night games that they would show on ESPN, those St. Mary's games come on at like 11 because it's 8 o'clock out there.
Right,
so, I mean, you're staying up till 2 or 3 to watch St. Mary's. So.
And they do a lot of run and guns.
Yeah, they've been like three-point shooters.
Yeah. Not much defense played a lot of times. All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap this program up. Bill, thank you for your help today, next week, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
A year ago, next year.
I'll be back Friday.
Okay, this here Friday, on Party Line. Yep. And then we'll have you after Ag Day today, 2 to 4.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
All right, have a good day, man. Thanks. All right, and thank you for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors, who include Vierks Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, Clinton County Daily News.com, Valdeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Breck Caps, Ivy Tech, Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Compass Credit Union. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 8:30 for the Thursday edition of Party Line. Have a great day from WILO.